Welcome to the JRD Hogcast, your Razorback podcast for fans by fans. Here's your host, Dylan Lee, joined, as always, with his co-host, Jordan Russell, and their producer, Luke Griggs.
Welcome to the JRD Hogcast. I am Dylan Lee, joined as always, as the intro says, with Jordan Russell. Our producer, Luke Griggs, he's always out there somewhere too. I'm excited about this one, Jordan.
Can I ask you why you just echoed the intro?
I don't know. I felt like it, okay?
You off your game today?
Just a little bit.
What's going on, man?
I'm not used to this this production value that we've put into it, you know? Having buttons.
Moving on up in the world.
Yeah.
So, what are you excited about?
We got a good show lined up.
We do have a good show. It's almost like we did that on purpose.
It's like we planned it or something.
Can you tell me who you think the top five best Razorback running backs are in the history of the program? Just off the cuff. Five to one.
Let's see.
Let me rephrase that question. If you could rank colleges, we'll go with five through one.
Colleges that produced them?
The best running backs. Would Arkansas make that cut?
Probably.
The whole nation.
I think you can make the argument at least at a four or a five with, I mean, he didn't have that crazy of a, you know, career, but Felix Jones, he got drafted. You had Cedric Cobbs, he was in the league. You had Peyton Hillis, who, I mean, I don't know if it's still an official stat or record, but most rushing yards by a white running back. And then a Madden cover. Hey, that means something.
I ruined him.
Yeah, obviously run DMC. So, and I'm missing plenty. Steelers, he played Barry Foster, right? Yeah. I think Fred Talley went to the league. And who else? Dennis Johnson. I mean, they're guys, Nile Davis, Jonathan Williams. These are all guys that got drafted. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're doing a metrics, that's something that you would measure it by.
What if I told you the metrics were all conference performers, all Americans, NFL draft picks, and stars from the pro ranks?
Stars from the pro ranks. So they made a name for themselves in the pros mean something? Well, that's subjective as well, too.
It is subjective. Very subjective. Let me ask you this.
Q&A? Do you not know me? Okay.
No, I have this thing in front of me, and it was going to be my Twitter dirt segment, but as the listeners will learn here in a little bit, this don't hold a candle.
Yeah.
But would the Oregon Ducks be ahead of the Arkansas Razorbacks?
As RBU? Mm-hmm. I only know one.
Who's the one?
DeAnthony Thomas.
Okay, well, you know the other one, too. There's three of them here. Actually, no.
DeAnthony Thomas?
Not even in there.
No. Royce Freeman, he's in the league right now. I don't know if he's still playing. No? Okay, I guess I don't know these.
You got an L. James.
Okay.
Do you know an L. James? I can't think of that name off the top of my head. Then we have Jonathan Stewart, who had a few decent years.
For Baltimore.
And LeGarrette Blount.
Okay.
Ours, so they're eight. We're nine. Ours are D-Mac, Felix, and Peyton Hillis. I think there's a legitimate argument that Alex Collins could be up there.
Right.
Obviously.
I didn't even mention Alex Collins.
You did mention Jonathan, though. So, Cobbs, I think, was in.
It sounds like this is an all-time?
It goes back a ways, because I'm going to give you 10 through 1. Do you want to have a little game with this? We haven't got to have a game. We're not going to drag it out.
Oh, boy.
We're not going to drag it out, but I'm going to start 10 to 1.
Okay.
They named each team that's on here has three names, okay? We'll start with Auburn. I'm just going to give you a little bit of time. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
I'm all hogs, so this is going to be pretty rough.
No, the only one you're pretty good at college in general.
The only one I can remember is Cadillac Williams.
First one on the list. See, you got this.
And
you're not going to get the other two.
Okay, fair enough.
Trey Mason's on here. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
Has he done anything? Is he still in the league?
He got drafted. So.
We got drafted.
But, I mean, all conference and all that garbage.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. Metrics, so. Then we talk, so we're going to go to Arkansas's number 10, which
how much? How many points for two-time Heisman snub? 1,000?
47,000, I think.
Million?
I'll have to look that
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oregon Ducks, we talked about. And then the freaking Texas uteruses, as you said last show. The Texas Longhorns. Who you got?
Half of them are high as a kite. So you're going to have Ricky Williams.
Number one.
Okay. Are they, again, I don't know how long they're going back.
Pretty 20 years. Let's put it that way.
20 years.
Because Ricky's on there. So.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know at least one of these.
I'm having a.
You know both names. I'll put it that way. But yeah, one you should know. You should know.
I'm
Chiefs. Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles.
Cedric Benson.
I forgot about that.
Either one of those. Ricky won a Heisman. Yeah. But either one of those better than D-Mac or Felix?
In college?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so. Pittsburgh Panthers. Not making that up. I'll flash it to you so you can't see. See number six? Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Panthers. I want to repeat that. Pittsburgh Panthers. They play football up there. Did you know that?
Yeah, you win. Because I got nothing on that one.
I didn't know that. So
I don't get
a single
name.
But you're
going
to kind of have like a whoa moment here because I didn't know this. So James Conner had one good year. I think that's a bit of a joke. Good player, but he had one year so far. LeSean McCoy had no idea he went to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And Deion Lewis, who had a couple year stretch there.
Because he played for the Patriots.
Because he played for the Patriots. But still not better than, and we're a bit biased, of course, but.
Bill Belichick can do anything, though.
With anybody.
With anybody.
Okay, so this one's probably fair. Miami Hurricanes.
Edgerrin James, right? That's mm-hmm. his name from the Edgerrin. Colts.
One still playing right now.
Yeah. Jeez.
Frank Gore.
Yep.
And then the probably the best out of all these. Play for Buffalo and Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah. It's right there. Give it to me.
Willis McGahee.
Yep.
And then
I just saw the visor. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, it's there.
And for those of you who don't know, Willis McGahee always had a dark visor on his helmet because it's bright in Miami. The number four, RBU, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah. I knew that.
So you know one.
I knew they'd be on the list.
You know one. Go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
Okay. The other.
Are they in the league right now? Because I wouldn't give credit to either one of those guys.
One is. Very much, this is annoying, very much in the league right now, but hardly at all, if that makes sense.
P. Ryan,
number two.
I mean.
In front of.
I feel like the accolades are, I hate the guy, but I feel like Mixon would be above P. Ryan. I understand what he did college-wise, but.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking college, so. Who's the other one?
OU.
I liked him for about 2 years.
When he played for the Cowboys? Why is this? He just retired, right?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Geez.
He just didn't get another contract.
Yeah, that's what it was. I can't think of his name right now, but
Marco Murray.
Yeah, Marco Murray. Dang, I'm bad at this.
Yeah, you are terrible. No, you're doing good.
I completely like see. I know exactly
you're seeing
who
every
you're
one
talking
of these guys.
And, yeah, it's
number three. LSU. I can't get on board with this one.
I can't either.
If we were talking DBU, we could.
Oh yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
but. This is RBU, and only one guy in here, really, but go ahead.
Fournette. Jacksonville fan. So,
yeah, exactly.
And even as a Jacksonville fan, I mean, he gave a quality year at about 1,000 rushing yards.
Right.
I think that was his rookie year.
That was his rookie year.
But it's not
and he got hurt.
It's not a complete year. He hasn't had a complete year.
Mm-hmm. Then the other one, you're not going to get it, I don't think. Well, you might could throw this one, but I don't think you – no, I'm not going to even put that on you.
Hill?
No.
Oh.
Jacob Hester.
Oh, okay.
He had some decent years, but – really? Again, better than Darren McFadden or Felix Jones?
No.
I don't even think he was better than Peyton Hillis. He was faster.
Yeah.
But and then Kevin Falk.
Oh, Kevin.
He had some good years in the pros.
Patriots.
Again. All right. And then Wisconsin. Don't agree with this at all. You know the one.
Melvin Gordon.
But Ron Dane.
Ron Dane, yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Yeah.
Monty Ball. He had like 6 minutes of a good career.
Ball for college again, but if you're gonna also include NFL,
it says ball, stars from the pro ranks. Yeah.
That just seems like their college was so heavy. But if that is also the case,
well, this is from Saturday Down South, so this is a particularly or this is a college.
Well,
site.
It's SEC based. I mean,
right.
It definitely goes more that way, mm-hmm. but. If you're going to have something that includes the pros, I understand what Darren McFadden did, but he still had a long pro career.
Right.
Ball's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, he's 4 years removed from college, I think. 4 or 5 years. Like
Monty Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
He's already done. He play no ball no more.
And then number one.
Bama.
Who?
Is Bama?
Yeah, who?
Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Richardson's probably on there. Mm-hmm. No? Yeah. Jeez.
Drake? Nope. Huh. This guy's still in the league.
Named all Ingram.
Won the Heisman. He caught the ball like 2 times. McCaffrey should have beat him in the Heisman. All-purpose yards.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
And then Sean Alexander, who did have a pretty good. What did he have, about 6 years, probably?
Yeah, I mean, he
led the league.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, but.
I can't fault Bama. I mean, that's
no, I'm, no, Bama's fair. Bama's a fair one, but they're fair with it. They could be a DBU talk, too. But
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
The only reason I know Pittsburgh is Larry Fitzgerald.
That's exactly. I saw Pittsburgh. I was like, this is wide receiver.
Yeah, no, yeah, start checking that stuff, mm-hmm. right?
So if we could, here you can look at it. If you could rearrange that with what's currently there, what do you think? Razorbacks at 4?
5 or 4 was kind of where I was sitting. I have a hard time with Wisconsin being at 2. I really do.
Well, you look, that goes as far back as McGahee, Sean Alexander. My God, that was early 2000s because he played in the Super Bowl in 03.
Same with Kevin Falk. So like,
So I mean, they're reaching back. So I mean, you kind of want to look at that as all time, right? I'm just not buying that.
Get behind that.
Tell us what you think on Twitter. Hit us up at JRD Hallcast.
This is ESPN. Saturday Down South actually posted, like reposted.
Did they share
it.
That?
Yeah, it's ESPN running back here.
Well, I mean, they're sponsored by SEC.
Yeah.
SEC Network. I don't know. I've been wanting to ask you about that.
I wanted to ask you about something that came out of Media Days.
Okay.
We had a Dalton Hyatt. Fighting? Talked about? I mean,
did we talk about him already?
I don't believe so.
Did we not? I know you and I talked about it, but yeah, we weren't on air here.
We hadn't recorded about it.
Okay, what's up?
Old Dalton Hyatt making the switch to wide receiver.
Yeah.
Me personally, I love it when I see it because it gives me a little taste of my favorite Razorback, Matt Jones. So,
except he did the opposite. He went wide receiver to quarterback.
Yeah, he went.
Hyatt's going quarterback to wide receiver.
Well, I mean, he was wide receiver, quarterback, and then.
I mean, obviously got
drafted. Freshman year, he was catching balls from, you know, Zach Clark. So,
yeah.
Matt Jones was. But I'm intrigued to see Dalton Hyatt. I mean, it's a depth deal. I mean.
It is a depth deal. But I think he could give us 20 catches.
There's probably a wrinkle in there. He's got a big arm.
He's fast.
Yeah.
He is fast. He's really athletic. That's why I liked him going into Morris's first year.
Was it that red white game that he kind of showed out?
I think I'm on recording saying that he'll be the starting quarterback.
No, I don't think you were the only one. So,
well, I mean, the way he went off. I mean, yeah, it was that spring game, that miserable in that piss hole down there in Central Arkansas Stadium that. Was, I mean, he went off.
Yeah.
And, but his speed, though, so I think, let's see if we can, 20 catches on the year for 237 yards.
Under.
One touchdown.
Under.
Under all of it?
Under all of it, yeah.
Don't know. What about
one touchdown.
15 completions for 107 yards, one touchdown.
So in throwing?
Yeah. Wrinkles.
Oh, man.
Reverses, hitting Trey Knox down the sideline.
Yeah.
Put him in motion from slot, carry it right. Everybody blocks right. Next thing you know, Trey Knox does a little faint block up the sideline.
Under.
Under, okay.
I feel like a roll.
You said you had a question to ask me. I answered it.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if you asked me the question. I just started
What do you think about it? Yeah.
I think it's good. I like the kid. It's weird. He disappeared for a long time. Oh, like, literally.
We didn't hear much of anything last year.
Weren't sure if he even made the squad. At one point,
he did play in game? I mean, there was some ugly game. I felt like
freaking John Stephen Jones got in there before he did.
Yeah, the North Texas disaster. Mm-hmm. So
I didn't want to talk about it. I was just telling you that happened.
Well, we played like 14 quarterbacks, so
That's 15 if you take Kelly stature multiplied by 2.
Yeah.
But his number too. Didn't even mean to do that. Yeah, it was miserable. But no, I'm going to say under with what my stats were. 20 for 237 and touchdown catches.
Okay.
But over 15.
I feel like the wrinkle kind of stuff, that might, I don't know, maybe
the offense is perfect for that kind of stuff.
Maybe it'd be too obvious with John Stephen Jones. Because,
what do you mean?
Because I was like, I can see that wrinkle kind of deal, you know, the reverses or whatever. Everybody wants to call it a Philly special, even though it's a wide receiver pass. Or
God, you hate that.
I hate it. I honestly do. Like, apparently Philadelphia, you know. Anyway.
Right.
Let me get back on here.
Yeah.
So, I feel like
Philly special.
I feel like it would be better for John Stephen Jones and something like that, but I also feel like from a...
What are you talking about, him throwing, like a reverse throw?
To yeah,
him?
Yeah. A wrinkle side of things, but I think from a defensive side, there's going to be okay, something's going to
happen.
Hey,
look, that dude's out there, something's, yeah. But hey, man, that's part of wrinkles too, just being a blind, you know? Yeah,
but I mean, Dalton Hines, what, 6'4"?
He's big dude.
6'7"? Like,
when we went to the fan day deal, the practice, it was,
yeah,
he was as tall as I am. I'm pretty tall.
And I'm taller than John Stephen Jones. So.
You really are.
So,
think about that, Hawk fans. You have a quarterback that is shorter than Dylan Lee, who is like a solid 5'3".
Hey, whoa. Just go to the Twitter profile.
What are you, 5'6"?
Depending on what convenience store I'm leaving. Jeez.
Ouch. That's good. So we got, like you said, we got a good show lined up today. Do you want to give a little preview of what's coming and why?
A preview. We've teased it on Twitter. So the folks that follow us on Twitter.
You've seen it.
You know what's happening. We are not scrapping. I wouldn't say anywhere
no,
close to that.
No, we're enhancing.
Yeah. The Twitter dirt segment. We're going full in on this Twitter segment, and we're bringing in specialists.
That's a good word. Yep.
Yeah. There is no one, I think, right now that knows Twitter dirt, at least on the Hog side, better than the group that we've got coming in for the next 3 weeks. We're going to have them on, and that's the Hoggets. They've had a wild ride on Twitter. It's been a kind of short ride for them. I mean, they've been Hog fans for a long time. But
yeah, their fandom's not short. Yeah. Their group is fresh and new, and they've been put through the Twitter ringer. I mean, full on, hook, line, and sinker. They're like, hey, doing this.
Yep.
And then people of the douchebag status jumped on them. We're just, like I said, previewing this. You'll get to hear all about this here in about another 10 minutes, but they're they held their own too.
Oh yeah. You gotta swat down the Twitter trolls. I mean, they're out there, put them back under the bridge and move along.
I mean, we jumped in and helped them out a little bit, I guess, or no, we didn't help them out.
We couldn't stand by for that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, it was blindly support, because honestly, we didn't know that the individual was following us.
I just happened to check our profile one day, and boom, there he is, a day, I don't even think it was a day after he started his stuff. But
and that's the thing about Twitter, is you gotta be on it, and I'll be the first one to say that probably not the best at that. Because with the trolls, they have multiple. We've got burner accounts, and, you know, he's probably on that list. You know, we've got a big influx, especially with the Hoggett stuff happening. So, you know, we will keep an eye on that list.
Absolutely.
And cycle through and try to keep them out as much.
But a little side note, too, about that list. People listening, stay tuned, because we are going to reward we're taking the first 100 followers, scrambling them up, putting them in a bowl, stirring it, taking a spoon out, whoever's name comes out, and we're going to announce that probably this week.
Yeah,
this is Sunday, July 28th, so this week we will be announcing
our first giveaway.
First of ideally many.
Yeah, exactly. We will have to work with maybe the winner, because
we thought about that this week, didn't we?
We were like, man, we really landlocked ourselves to Northwest Arkansas on this, and that ain't fair for our Central and South
California and all of them. We're getting listeners from everywhere, so
we'll have to have the Alaska guy come down and get his ride detailed by Elite Mobile Detail.
The Alaska,
because I don't think. I don't think JT's going to make that long jog.
Hey,
he is mobile, but I don't know if he's that mobile.
If we pay for his ride, you don't think he'd drive and get a ferry? I don't even know how it works to get to Alaska. Is Alaska, it's not even connected to the States, is it?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I've not been up there.
We need a map.
Do we have
for
to
you?
Fly?
No, you go through Canada. You can drive.
Okay, so we can pay for his gas. There's no excuse, JT. If he ends up being, again, it's random. We're not hand selecting. We're randomizing this.
The dude drives a mega cab, though.
He does.
I am.
I think he can get from Bentonville to Fort Smith on one whole tank of gas.
Yeah. You know how big Canada is?
I've been to Canada. Do you believe that?
Ooh.
I have been to Canada. So, yes, I have a good idea of how big Vancouver is.
I really hope he don't pull a Canadian. Canadian or Alaskan?
Canadian listen? We do have a couple up there, don't we?
We got downloads across the globe.
Yeah, but anyway.
Japan? Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Japan. We have people in Japan listening. I don't know why. Thank you.
I'm going to chalk it up to service members.
Yes.
So if that's the case. Wupig.
Shout out, Wupig. Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah, I did it.
But anyway, reeling it back in here. We're going to talk to, like I said, the Hoggets. Their Twitter handle is at Hoggets1. If you listen to this show and you're not following them, give them a follow after you get to listen to them. Like I said, we're excited to get to talk to them, and I guess you can take it from here, Dylan.
Yeah. This is, I guess it's going to be kind of their residency. It's almost like Vegas.
Like I said, the experts.
Yeah, this is our Twitter Dirt Specialist, and this is our Twitter Dirt segment, which is brought to you by Elite Mobile Detail, LLC.
Twitter Dirt.
Well, it is time for the Twitter Dirt segment. You hear me hit it?
Hit it.
Hit it again?
Hit it again.
All right, it's this one right here.
Twitter Dirt.
We had to bring in the big guns. We had to bring in the experts. We have the Hoggets.
We finally got it to happen.
Yep.
How are y'all ladies doing today?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Doing good. Y'all can go ahead and introduce yourself for the listeners.
I'm Natalie, and I'm Anita, and we have been friends for 20-plus years. Yeah.
Wow. They got us beat, man.
Yeah. Well,
they're going to run this show before we're done here.
Oh, man.
Well, jumping straight into it, ladies, like we were saying before we started here, y'all kind of got baptized real quick by the Twitter troll himself. We're not going to give him his name because he doesn't deserve it, but y'all want to talk a little bit about that and how we're kind of loose here, so we can say the word douchebag if y'all want to. Feel free. But
That's an apt description. But
yeah. I can go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
That's my personal opinion. That is not the opinion of the Hoggets. That is my personal opinion. just because he came after me personally.
We've kind of had a few run-ins with him personally prior to us going live with the Hoggets. And I mean, it's just something that you face when you go out there, you know, in the Twitterverse and put yourself out there. And we're learning to block, ignore, and move on. But, you know, it's a process.
It's kind of new to us. You know, we're, like I said, we were ordinary people before all of this kind of took off after the clinic. And so it's a new world for us to get out there. But I think it also shows us why we're doing what we're doing with the Hoggets, is because we saw our players and our coaches go through this, and now we know firsthand what it's like to experience that. It kind of drives us to do exactly what we're doing here and try to support.
Right. I have personally been following both of y'all on my own personal Twitter handle, and I've seen that we've all kind of interacted with, especially during the season when things aren't going well, those Twitter trolls are not quiet at all and go – straight after the players, definitely too often. And I can vouch for both of y'all. I see y'all standing up for the players and coaches quite often, so kudos for that.
Well, and I can tell you, after having met the coaches, met the wives, and some of the players' moms at the clinic, I personally can't see how
they keep their mouth shut. But a grandmother of a player I met said, I have just a small piece of advice for you. Learn to block and ignore it, because it's not personal. They just have to vent somewhere, and it just happens to be in your direction. It's hard to do, very, very hard to do sometimes. But, you know, we have to.
Well, and I think it says more about the people that are initiating it than the people that are on the receiving end of that. So I just choose to ignore it, and they'll either keep it up or go away, and it really doesn't affect me there. You know, I'm going to do what, you know, I'm going to do, and we want to have a positive effect and not acknowledge all of that mess. So,
yeah. And I'll be the first person to admit that I jumped into it a little too quickly. But again,
it's a learning process for all of us. So,
and I'm trying to be better. I swear.
Well, I mean, it's tough to do, to completely block and do all that when they're coming at you with multiple accounts. I mean, the trolls don't stop. They just multiply. Honestly, that's what it seems like. The multiple accounts, we're trying to stay on it with our list and make sure that, you know, weed out the bad apples, because ultimately, I feel like in previous episodes, we've been kind of probably rough on some fans, but I mean, that's why we have a Twitter Dirt segment, to kind of call out folks like that.
Right.
And hopefully get that out of it, because the whole idea behind this show is to get the group together and have some dialogue and get Hog fans talking in an atmosphere that is positive and allows them to, you know, support the Hogs.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're about, is, you know, we all came together because of our shared love of the Hogs. And we are passionate about the Hogs. You know, I've been a fan since I was 3 years old, and that's a long, long time ago, let me tell you. You know, some of my favorite memories growing up were sitting at my grandfather's kitchen table with his old red transistor radio, you know, because games weren't on TV then, listening to Paul Eales. You know, it's a passion. I make fans around games, you know, and I can bet most of us do. When it's game day, don't bother us.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a football text. Don't call.
Yeah, don't right. call. No.
So we got, I took something from y'all's Twitter, said, fun fact for the day, there's a 43-year age range between all of y'all, and y'all live in four different states. I think that's...
Yeah, and I actually missed the state. We're actually in five states.
Oh, you're getting it corrected right here. You heard it here first.
Yeah, we're breaking news here.
So, just y'all can kind of talk about how all that came about. Was this pretty much all through Twitter and then meeting at the clinics and stuff like that, where y'all decided to do this?
Yeah, and it's a funny story. Anita and I hadn't been in contact for several years. It's just one of those, you know, got busy with our own lives. And we reconnected during the coaching search. On Twitter. And then I had sent her a message and say,
for Bielema.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's how long it's been. And we just started talking again, and we both started interacting on Twitter, and we noticed during the games that there were certain people that we always interacted with. And during one of our many, many conversations about the Hogs on Twitter, one of our guys.
Yeah, a couple of our guy friends, KP and Rich, just kind of came together and was like, okay, y'all group of girls are always doing this, so we're going to start calling you guys the Hoggettes.
And it stuck.
And it stuck. And then, you know, we noticed that we were corresponding with a group of about 10 or 15 of us every game day or, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the week. And then we all kind of jumped on a group DM message and, you know, just really got to know each other offline and what's going on in each other's lives and everything like that. And we've done that for a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. We've had several times that we've gone to games together, several times that, you know, we've all just met up in Hot Springs or, you know, somewhere for lunch whenever the ones who can make it could. And then I don't think we realized how many people were paying attention to us until the ladies' clinic.
Yeah.
And when we had coaches and players and the
the other women that were there approaching us and were like, oh, well, we watch y'all on
we follow y'all Twitter and it's so great to finally meet you in person. And
yeah, so
and we're all going, we didn't know we were a thing. Okay.
Celebrities.
So we kind of come out of that and we're like, well, you know, if they're really paying a little bit of attention, maybe we can use it for some good, you know, and put the name out there and get some positive things going, since we have had a rough few years in sports around the U of A and some of the areas. So,
and they need, you know, we like for the players and the coaches to know that good years and bad years, you know, we're supportive, regardless of what the record is. We love the program and want to do whatever we can to show that.
I think a lot of it gets missed on that, you know, the players and the coaches that are currently in place didn't make the choices that got us here, but they're the ones who are paying for where we are, and they're just tasked with trying to bring us out of this place, and yet we're seeing a lot of the negativity going at them, and, you know, they didn't ask to be in this position. They're trying to help get us out, and, you know, it 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road or whatever, if we're still in this position, okay, then you redirect and do something else. But until then, support them until we see what's going to happen.
Absolutely. That's part of the reason we wanted y'all on here too, is we could tell that y'all are hardcore fans. You're not just the fly-by-night type fans. So we knew that y'all would know what was going on in and around the program and everything. So kind of going back to the tweet that y'all did, it's been corrected to 5 different states. What states are those?
We have Melinda is in Oklahoma, Christy is in Texas, Carla is in Florida, Joyce and
Elise
is in Louisiana.
And Arkansas.
No, there's one more in there.
Oh, she's on the spot.
Yeah.
I know.
It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Yeah, yeah. So the Louisiana ones, though, they're rocking the red more than anybody, right? Hopefully.
Oh, you got to down there.
Miss Jordan. And,
well, there's kind of a funny story there, too.
Hey, we're here for it.
So you know, we all showed up at the women's clinic with the matching Hoggette t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Those were made in Louisiana.
Oh, heck yeah, they were.
Louisiana printer.
Oh, that is awesome.
So yeah. We're one of our girls that lives down there knows the printing shop down there, so they've made all of our shirts for us. And, of course, she catches heck every time she goes in to place a new order, and we're about to drive her nuts because I think now we're on our, like, fourth order. So
that is awesome. I wish we need to get a recording of her going in there, just live stream it.
Yeah, now look, we can't mess up our connection right now. We need our shirts to
get good quality stuff.
We're not complaining. We just think it's kind of funny that, you know, LSU fans are the ones making our Hoggette shirts.
Irony.
Poetic justice.
That's exactly what it is. So what is next on the calendar for the Hoggettes? We've got a few events around the corner before football season fully gets off. And I believe there's a kickoff luncheon. Are we going to see some Hoggettes there?
You will see.
There's three of us we know for sure are going.
Joyce and myself and Anita will definitely be there. Our good friend Leo Cruz is going to be there, who has his own Twitter handle at La Zona Deportiva.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm familiar with him.
So we'll be there. And then I think there's a barbecue cookoff that is going on in Conway next weekend that they've asked a few of us to come to. So we'll probably go up there and support and try to draw some more fans in. So,
yeah. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. That's awesome. So we're, like I said, going to have y'all on a few more times. Hopefully we can work something out, get y'all on during the season and stuff as well. So what are y'all most looking forward to this year? Is there particular players or coaches or anything you're excited to see? I know Traylon Burks has got a big following behind him, a lot of hype behind him.
You know, every single player out there, we love them all. We love all the coaches.
I mean, I think it's hard to pick because coming out of the women's clinic, you know, we had Zach that went around with our group.
He was amazing.
He was hilarious, and he was the homecoming king last year at his high school, so that we gave him a hard time about that.
He's an honorary Hoggette now.
You really got to see their personalities. I mean, you watch Trey Knox and Henry and Wyatt.
Wyatt.
he had John David Platt up there doing the karaoke stuff, and we're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how those kids did it, but it was so funny.
Those were entertaining videos.
It would have been hilarious. I mean, you could hear a pin drop when Knox started singing. It's like, woo!
I know, everybody's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that the fact that they took time out of their weekend to, you know,
they entertain a bunch of old ladies.
Spend a day, and they did. They interacted with us from the moment you walked in the door. They were lined up, giving high fives to everybody, and interacted with us all day long. You know,
yeah.
It was a great experience. And wives and girlfriends, y'all better show up in force next year.
I know we plan on making a few of them that we can. Dylan's having to. He has a Saturday. He has to work Saturday. So,
yeah, work.
We don't get much done on Saturday.
Quote unquote. Quote unquote. I mean, stuff might not get done around kickoff time.
Yeah. We know how that goes. Yeah. We're kind of scattered out, and you know, everybody's got a different profession. So again, this is kind of just a side thing that we've kind of kicked up. But it's kind of funny. You know, like you said, the age group, we go from 29 to 76, I believe is.
Mm-hmm.
It's what our age ranges are, so it's, you should be on some of our group messages. It can get pretty entertaining with that group of diversity.
I bet so.
I can only
imagine. And our first meeting, we all feel like we know each other, and we do know each other, but meeting face-to-face for the first time, it was nothing but hilarity. I'm really surprised we didn't get kicked out of the restaurant for being loud.
Yeah,
for laughing.
You get a bunch of hog fans together, you know, they're never quiet. But
That's true.
I think as far as the season goes, I really look forward to seeing if Rakeem and mm-hmm. Devlin Baylor.
Devlin Bailey.
Yeah, I can't say his first name. I have trouble with names. But I really hope that they can stay healthy, and let's see what they can do, because it's been unfortunate what they've kind of gone through the past season.
Well, me personally, I have a small man crush on Rakeem Boyd. Big fan of him, even though I'm probably 10 years older than him. I'd probably geek out if I ever got to meet him. But got to see him interact and everything. So energy looking pretty good between the team and coaches and everything.
I'll be 100% honest. I have, due to history, held back my heart just a little bit. You know, because if you go all in, you're going to get hurt. Has been motto for the last few seasons, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kind of held back, but I am 100% drunk on the Morris Kool-Aid. After
there it is.
He sold me. I'm 100% in. I have a great feeling for the direction he's got the program going in, and the kids, young men, are dialed in. I mean, that's the only way to put it.
Yeah, and I enjoyed hearing Morris speak, but mm-hmm. for me, the clinic, I was so impressed with Chavis. I mean, I went into there, yeah, and I'm like, you know,
absolutely.
The LSU history, you know, it's just, But whenever we got in there and saw how serious he was, and he was putting us through some of the drills of stripping mm-hmm. the balls and all that stuff, and you could see his passion and what he was doing, I was just like, okay, this man deserves a fair shot, because he's got it dialed in.
So you think there's a chance Arkansas is going to have a defense again?
I do.
Is that what we're quoting Anita saying right now?
You can quote me. And if not, I told him he could recruit me, because I stripped the ball pretty hard from Coach Smith. I got some slack about that.
That's awesome.
It might have bruised him a little bit, but, you know.
So the Morris Energy and Kool-Aid that you're drinking, did y'all happen to see the anonymous tweet going around a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago, about the – how he mistreats
player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all calling BS on that? I know me and Dylan did.
I have heard that anonymously before, personally, and again, this is my own personal opinion. This mm-hmm. is not anybody else's. I like the thought that he's hard on him. And I truly believe he is. You have to earn the right to be a Razorback. It's a source of pride. And if you don't have that, then you don't need to be there.
I can get on board with that for sure. I like that.
I mean, so if it was too harsh for some, maybe that's why they're not here anymore.
Yeah, I think that was more of a probably a clash of personalities. I mean, I didn't see anything at all within that clinic or the way that he corresponded with the kids or the way the kids' body language was with the coach or any of the coaches for that matter that would lead me to believe that there was anything but love between those, you know, the coaches and the wives and the players. I think it was likely someone who probably isn't with the team anymore, and they just disagreed with having to put in some effort because I'm not sure that they had experienced somebody who pushed them that hard in the previous staff.
Yeah, that definitely seemed like a guy that was, if it was true, I mean, it's still someone hiding behind a Twitter profile, which you guys kind of have an experience behind, but it seemed like somebody that was maybe not fully bought in if that was a player, and that's not what you want. That's almost cancerous, for lack of a better term.
And as long as you're hiding behind something and not willing to put your name and your face on it, I don't take a whole lot of stock in it.
Exactly.
That's what Moore said. And Moore said that at Media Days.
Yep.
So, what else we got that, I mean, this first time talking to you, so there's plenty.
Yeah, we don't want to take it all up on the first go.
Right.
Here's an idea. Here's an idea. So
I'll line up some other people for you the next couple times so y'all can get a taste of all of it.
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, Anita, you said you run the handle, basically?
I do the Twitter side, and Natalie's doing the Facebook right now.
Okay, so we're going to ask y'all both individually a question. And like I said, we're going to have y'all on, so we're pretty much just going to keep this rolling. But the greatest Razorback memory y'all have individually?
For me, it's the 94 championship. My husband at the time and I were stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we had gone to a sports bar to watch the game and ended up sitting next to a guy that was a Duke fan. And I don't remember much about the game except for the final, you know, 2 or 3 minutes and me sitting there, and the guy next to me was just dumbfounded. He could not believe that, you know, little Podunk, Arkansas had just taking their national championship, and just the absolute pride that I felt. I was rocking Razorback red that day, let me tell you.
And for me, I would probably say the miracle on Markham, because I come from a small town. I actually grew up in Pangburn, and so I didn't get to go to games growing up and stuff like that. So I'd listen to the radio and just, you know, once I got older, could come down here, but that was one of the first games I actually attended in person, and so that was just such an electric environment, and then for it to end the way it did, it left a lasting impression and kind of made me obsessed.
Those are both, did you have Markham, Dylan?
Yeah, that's definitely on my list. It was on our top 10 list that we did on the first few.
Well, ladies, we appreciate y'all coming on. I guess we'll just keep coordinating with Anita on who the next two victims will be to be on the show. We're going to
the fast is strong in this group.
We're going to be doing closer to season predictions and stuff. So, y'all, the Hoggets want to throw something together, and we can get y'all two back on here closer to time and get it put out there. We're going to keep up with it all throughout the year and everything, and we might can throw the Hoggets in on our spread game that we're going to be doing. Y'all like doing spreads? They're just for fun. They're just for fun. We're not too good at them either, especially college football. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, exactly. But I will tell y'all in advance, we plan on being at most games. At least one of us.
Yeah,
will be at almost every game, home games. That is
right.
And we're going to try and make a few out of town games. But
so far, we've got Ole Miss and A&M scheduled.
Yeah.
Nice. We were scheduling A&M ourselves.
Yeah, things happen.
Things happen, yeah.
Life happens.
Well, we're still self-funded, so, you know, it's what we can do when we can do it.
Oh, we understand that.
Absolutely. But we appreciate y'all being on here, and we'll get back in touch with y'all to schedule next week, and really appreciate it. And y'all, anything else to add, or we can just wrap this up and talk to y'all next time.
Yeah, sounds good. And we appreciate you guys having us. And
go Hogs.
To get this season kicked off and rolling right.
Absolutely. We say woo pig here at the JRD Hogcast.
That works too.
I'm just kidding.
Woo pig suey.
Yeah. Inside joke between us here.
Ooh, that sounds like a story for another podcast.
That's right.
There it is.
Well, that it is. All right.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Y'all have a good rest of your day.
You too.
That was fun.
That was fun.
You can hear the passion coming out of those ladies, and we're going to get the opportunity to talk to, I guess, about 15 more or so.
We'll see.
It's probably growing. We'll imagine see. They're growing.
Yeah. That's a group. 5 states, a big age.
Louisiana. I can't remember the names. I apologize, but the Louisiana ones are my favorite.
Yeah. Make some Arkansas shirts down
awesome.
There at the print shop. That is great.
And you got to love the...
You know they hate having that. You know, they got it in the back or on the computer or whatever,
right.
And they're like, oh, they're back.
Oh, they're another order. Gosh, why can't we sell that many LSU stuff? But the 94 championship, I bet that was... Obviously, I wasn't old enough to enjoy that, but...
Yeah,
said she didn't remember much about that, so...
Well, they were at a sports bar.
They were at a sports bar.
Things happen.
So that's awesome, and looking forward to having some more of them on here, and I can't wait to get them spreads. They seemed a little hesitant.
Yeah. So.
They'll probably end up beating us, watch.
I'm not saying nothing yet. Nothing.
But that was our Twitter dirt segment, but just a little asterisk beside that. They're not always our Twitter dirt. That's just how we ended up in contact with them due to the Twitter drama, I guess you can say. But look forward to having that.
Yeah, so in our Twitter dirt, again, is always brought to you by Elite Mobile Detail, LLC.
Did we not shout him out?
I just did.
You just did? Oh, sorry about that. We were excited to have them on.
I did on the front side of it, though. Too,
okay. So. But hit him up at 832-540-8013. Check out his Google page. As I always say, listen to Dylan. Check out his Facebook page. Get all those pictures. Also has an Instagram, so check him out. What you got now? Are we doing the...
Are we hitting it?
Let's hit it.
Oh, boy. Let's do it.
Burning you up.
The Ivan's Old Time Meat Shop. Burning you up segment. Ivan's Old Time Meat Shop is located at 2101 North 2nd Street in Rogers, Arkansas. You can reach them at 636-3636. It's grilling time. I mean, you got to hit them up. Hamburgers, steaks. I believe we had some strips from Ivan's.
We did.
A few days ago.
Those were delicious.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to have to try the tri-tip, too.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't done that yet. So, I'm torn, Dylan. I'm torn. My Twitter dirt, or I'm sorry, my burning you up is, it's an oldie but goodie.
Oh, okay.
It's LeBron James.
Oh, come on, man. I thought we were done.
I did, too. But like we've said in the past, we see something, and it pisses us off, immediately burning you up, right?
Well, apparently all you got to do is see his name.
That is almost accurate. That's almost accurate. So, okay, since it is him again, I won't be into it long, okay?
Okay.
I'm
going to go get a beer.
Okay, because you drink so much. His boy's playing on the court, I guess, AAU or whatever's going on. And you see him, LeBron, more than you do his boy. And so the first time, there was two different clips. He was out there. That was kind of funny. Barstool put this out, said, LeBron's not doing anything for attention. And then LeBron says, hold my beer. And he's out there doing dunks and stuff with their warm-up layups and all that stuff. I'm not even 100% sure those are 10-foot goals, to be honest with you. But anyway, not that he can't dunk. But I'm like, okay, well, that's annoying. Typical LeBron. But then his boy made a move, drove down, dunked it, and he jumps out there on the court doing his flexing and making sure everybody out there could see him. And that just, what do I do? Do I need help?
Yeah, I think we need to seek help. We need to find somebody out there that can help you, because the only reason it's irritating you is because it's getting so much attention.
Right.
And that's because he's LeBron James.
Right.
And
there was more talk about LeBron James during the playoffs that he was not in.
If my son broke some ankles, Drove down.
You gonna jump on the cord, Dylan? No, you're not.
I'm gonna get hyped.
Dude, you would be a regular old Joe up there in the stands, jumping up and hollering. That's fine. But you gotta jump on the court?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Okay, I guess I don't.
You don't. But that's mine. We're moving on. Sorry.
Well, I mean, yeah, that happened.
That only took 3 minutes of the time, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's 3 minutes I got to cut out now.
That's, well, you do what you got to do, Bubba.
People are going to be really confused when they hear that and they didn't hear.
My burning you up is, and then Dylan. Cut
yeah,
to
exactly.
Dylan.
Just straight to me. Yeah.
What you got? Is this going to make me mad, too?
I don't know. I've been back and forth, and the one I landed on, because they were
this is happening
equal.
Live, by the way, people listening, yeah. Because he gave me two heads up. I'm not sure. Two of them?
I don't know.
He told me twice. And let's see. Here it is. Countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Danny Cannell. Cannell? I don't know.
Danny Cannell.
Anyway, some people think that he came up with a good idea. And that idea was spring football games, bringing in FCS schools and essentially having scrimmages with them. Cool. I guess it sounds great on paper, doesn't it? But again, the idea was, oh, we pay these FCS schools. Well, a scrimmage is free to the public, typically. Like a red-white game is free to the public. Mm-hmm. So in an atmosphere where folks are already paying out the wazoo to go watch some Razorbacks, any free event they should take advantage of. Now, even if you did $10 or $20 on a scrimmage, I don't think that's right. I mean, if you do something
You're
along
that
line.
You're talking about them having to pay because the school's having to pay the FCS team?
Yeah, bring the FCS school down and everything like that. You already have built in, typically, you already have built in scrimmages. For lack of a better term, it didn't really go that way last year with Arkansas, with North Texas, and, you know, some other schools in the history. But I don't understand that because a scrimmage, a red-white game, has a different purpose than, you know, just going out there and playing the game. You know, you're having situationals. You have the kickoff. And that, I mean, honestly, spring and red-white games are boring because they are a scrimmage. They're a practice. If you're not in tune and you're not about that, then it's not going to watch good for fans. So I'm sorry that a spring football game isn't exciting enough for you and you feel like you got to bring in some cupcake and we got to give some money to them on top of that.
So leading into this, I misunderstood you. I thought you were talking about in the front half of the season and I like the idea, kind of a preseason NFL type stuff.
Right.
Is what I thought you were talking about, but you're
not
saying spring game.
Yeah. Replace the spring games.
Yeah, so.
And also, sorry, just to get this point out because I'll forget it. Like, what if these guys that these FCS schools, all right, see it as an opportunity to try to show out and, you know.
Well,
they should see.
Well, that's football, first of all.
No, I'm still saying it's a scrimmage. So you tell me, I mean.
They go live. I mean.
Live on the quarterback? They still wearing. You know, green.
Well, no, don't go live on the quarterback.
Exactly. You're not going to tell an FCS. I guarantee you an FCS guy will take a shot at a quarterback.
But why? Based off of what? Hmm? Why would they do that?
Competitive.
I mean, if a kid trying to make the squad could do the same thing.
I mean, because I don't think they would advertise it as a spring game. I think it'd kind of be in the lines of like they've been doing with the college baseball.
Yeah, and, exhibition type games.
And something like that. So it probably wouldn't be a scrimmage in the conventional sense of having the situationals and everything, mm-hmm. but then they're going to go green. They're going to go 100%. So, and do you really want your guys getting hurt then? I know you don't want them getting hurt anyway, and that's football, but.
Well, I mean, so I agree with the not doing it for spring. I thought you were talking about some kind of, like, to alleviate that gap in August, you know, but I'll agree with you on that, but at the same time, it's, I don't mean this to sound as bad as it's going to, but you run the risk of getting hurt every time you play, right?
Yeah, anytime you practice.
Right. I mean, so as far as the argument for an FCS guy, is it any different happening in spring than it is in October? I mean, if a guy's going to get hurt, you would prefer it being in the spring.
Right. I mean, I feel like in that aspect, if, you know, you get longer recovery time, but you're also
You're missing.
You're coming off cold anyway. Right. Because spring is, you know, from spring to August and pretty much spring to January, those guys should be in elite shape mm-hmm. and constantly. But that first 3 weeks going, you know, or right. the first 2 weeks really of spring ball is conditioning. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to end that, because you're not going to have guys that are 100% or in good shape during spring.
What was your other one going to be?
Right now, I can't even remember it.
Can't either.
So this was what
that one took the cake, huh?
Yep.
I feel like that one was good discussion. The other one, can't hear what you.
Let me see what else.
But you, I don't know. I guess I agree. I got excited. I thought we was gonna have some heated discussion.
You thought we had something. We were gonna disagree on something.
I did. Why do we get along so well, Dylan? We need to have a Stephen A. Smith and. What's his name? Max Kellerman?
I can't get that stupid, though. I can't. I mean.
Which one?
Like, I don't know. I get passionate and I get a little fired up about stuff, but I just don't know if I can get as wild as they do on ESPN, and I'm sorry if that's what you're looking forward to, but that's not what you're going to get here. You're just going to get.
No, I mean, I will say this, though, and this isn't a hype up.
Football.
Drop
football
is going to be
going to happen.
Football is going to be interesting, and especially now that we're going to have the seemingly have the Hoggets in here, that seems like they got some pretty good football takes as well. So football might get a little crazy in the JRD Hogcast booth. What do you think? Well, but is it going to be me and you, or is it just going to be like the hell was Morris thinking, or Chavis, or Starkle, or Hicks? Or,
I mean, I think we both watch the games a little. Differently, we take a different approach at everything, and
that is a dynamic here. You're more analytical in the sense of formations and stuff like that, and I'm in the game. I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
I don't coach break it down or anything during the actual game.
Yeah, I'm a tough person to go to a game with.
Yeah, well, you're boring, first of all.
I appreciate that,
and.
Means I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
When you're boring?
Yeah.
You're not boring on here? Are you hating this? You said a word last recording that broke me down. Apologize to the listeners for that, by the way, when I
Yeah, you
I
made
quit.
You made that one rough exit. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
I was done.
I've never had you that shook, shall we say.
No, that was an on-the-spot moment there for me, but...
Go back and listen to that one if you haven't.
Yeah, it's great. Episode 27.
Yeah.
And that was the worst outro, and we've had some rough ones.
Yeah.
That was the worst one by me for sure, but... No, we're getting close, man. We're getting closer. We're getting more. I mean, we're probably fixing to talk a little bit more NFL stuff, too. You know, they're in their mini camps right now, and...
Well, this is the last weekend.
Of no football.
Of no football.
Can you believe that?
Till February.
Can you believe that? Yeah. No, I mean, XFL will be this year, too, so.
I mean, yeah, we still got the spring
that's
stuff.
That's going to be.
2020.
Man, we might be all right. We made it through this dead period pretty, I think we did okay. We missed a couple weeks, but life, you know.
Yeah,
but,
life happens, vacations.
We've had a good time. I think we've made some pretty good improvements on this show. And
just continue to get better and
grinding away, man.
All we can ask is keep with us. Get interactive. Hit us up. DM at JRD Hogcast. Use the hashtag JRD Hogcast.
We're fixing to hit y'all with some polls, too. We got some pretty good questions coming up, so make sure y'all get involved on those. And I'm pumped, man.
I don't know about polls, man. I mean, yeah, we talked about it and we're in, but folks enjoy them.
I enjoy them.
You enjoy them? Yeah. I mean, they're easy to do when you're scrolling through,
right,
I guess.
It's just
a
real quick, like, boom, but honestly.
I've seen some stupid ones, though. I've seen a lot. I've
seen a lot of repetitive ones, for sure.
Repetitive ones, and, you know, it's hard to stay fresh with it.
We'll be unique, but I mostly hit them just to see if I'm in the majority or the minority.
You just want to be like, haha, you're wrong, Dylan.
Basically.
That's basically what our
the
polls are going to be like.
The last poll we did,
I was
right.
Yeah, whatever. Which one was it?
I think it was the Woo Pig and Woo Pig Suit.
Oh,
talk.
Come on now.
The Hoggets are going to listen to this, so do you want to give them that backstory real quick?
I mean, Woo Pig Suey. There's no backstory.
No, no, no. See, now listen. It wasn't that Woo Pig Suey isn't okay. You made it sound like
Woo Pig
is not.
Okay.
And the poll, the numbers spoke for themselves. They were okay with Woo Pig or Woo Pig Suey.
But what's better?
Wu Pig. It's quicker.
Oh my gosh.
You had a problem with it because Bielema said it. That's what it, that's
no,
what
I have a problem with it because he pretty much straight up said that it, he wanted to be like Roll Tide. And we don't, I mean, there are some things you won't be like Alabama in the aspect of winning championships. But if that's what you think is going to get you W's, it's shortening up something. Like, that should have been the last of Bielema's concerns. Should have been getting a damn offensive lineman and maybe some defensive players instead of dropping a damn word.
It's not. It's not like that at all, though. I don't say Wu Pig because I think it's going to help us win.
Yeah. No, he was trying to do a culture thing. Like, listen to, back to that interview.
Well, his culture is still here because it's never yield.
And yeah, gross.
There, he what he meant by was always yielding. Yeah. Is what he meant by that.
Never yield the buffet line. I got you.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
So it's probably more in a retrospect thing because I'll admit. When
you're a traditionalist, that's all there is to it.
When it came around, from time to time, I still do it. And
you more, just did it exiting the Hoggettes.
More or less now, I said suey.
Because I called you out.
Yeah. Listen, whatever.
That's what happened.
So it was more or less tongue in cheek. No. So everything. So
I don't think you would have done that to give me the benefit of the doubt. I don't think you would have.
I'm sorry.
What are we even talking about right now?
It's me not liking Wu Pig.
These are traditionalist people. That's all it is.
Yeah, great uniforms.
Hey, I'm cool
Arkansas
with,
on the front.
I'm okay with that, 100%.
Yeah.
But we good? We got everything we need. This was a good show. This one just happened.
Yeah.
Straight. I think we even went over.
We went over time, but hey, that's why we were on podcast, right?
Exactly. We're not structured by time slots.
It's the producer's fault.
It is the producer's fault. I don't know why, but I like that.
Well, he ain't giving us the rap sign right now. So
we're just going to ramble for the rest of the
week. We going to ramble. No. We want to thank you for listening to JRD Hogcast. We want to thank the Hogheads for being on the show. And
again, their Twitter handle is @Hoggets1. Give them a follow. They are entertaining. They're very entertaining.
And then thanks to Ivan's Old Time Meat Shop for our Burning You Up segment, and as well Elite Mobile Detail LLC for the Twitter dirt.
He got
segment.
Himself a big segment this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that he did. So until next time, woo, pig, silly. On the way.